Hi friends, welcome to chapter 8's QR code. This chapter has been heavy. Shame is not something that's easy for us to talk about, or even sometimes acknowledge that it's something we struggle with. And the best thing I've learned to do is pray. Pray against any shame entering my heart, and pray for any shame that might be in my heart, whether I'm aware of it or not. So I would love to pray over you. And this might be the first time anyone's ever prayed over you, and that's okay. I want to encourage you, just close your eyes, open up your hands if you're comfortable, and just receive this prayer. Lord, I pray for any person under the sound of my voice. I pray against any shame that they are feeling right now. Maybe they're aware of it, maybe they're not. And I just pray that you would break the spirit of shame, rejection, feelings of unworthiness off of their life. And I pray in the name of Jesus, you would release the spirit of peace, the spirit of belonging, the spirit of truth, that they would have a revelation of who you are and that they are fully known and loved in you. I pray that you would draw near to them and that you would comfort them. I know that there are probably some listening to this who have been through some unimaginable, traumatic things. I pray you would just cover them with your love and your peace. Your word says that you are near to the brokenhearted. Draw near to them, Lord. And for any of my friends who carry shame because of things that have been done to them that was fully out of their control, I pray you would comfort their heart. I pray freedom for their soul. I pray healing for their spirit. And for all of my friends listening, dealing with shame, I pray protection over their minds, that they would reject and refuse to believe any lies the enemy keeps speaking to them. And I speak truth over them. We replace those lies with the truth, that they are fully loved and known by an almighty God, that they have belonging in you, that they are redeemed by your blood, forgiven from their sins and their shame, and that in you, they are made brand new. The world around us tries to tear us down and keep us bound, but we have the Spirit of the living God, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I pray freedom over my friends, freedom from fear, shame, insecurity, worry, generational bondage. You are a God who sets his people free. You are the great I am. You are sovereign. You are in control and you are good. You are a good, good Father. Lord, remind my friends of the purpose you have for them. I pray against any spirit of discouragement, any spirit that tells them that they are far too gone and they are damaged goods or a hopeless cause. Your word says that no devil in hell and no person on earth can separate us from your love. Nothing can stop what you've started, that you are faithful to your promises. Your word says that you can work all things together for good, even our past and our pain. There is nothing too big for you to redeem, Lord. And in you, we are overcomers. We overcome sin. We overcome shame. It cannot hold us back. Our past cannot hold us back. In you, Lord, we have the fullness of joy. We can walk in joy and freedom today. In you, we are wiped clean. We are made brand new. Remind us of that truth today. Remind us of your love today. Show us who we are in you. In Jesus' name, amen.